One problem the Indian economy has, which a lot of other developing economies have, has to do with bankruptcy law. For this discussion, we're going to look at just corporate bankruptcy law. Let's start by thinking about what is an ideal bankruptcy law supposed to do? Well, there are two cases. In the first case, you have what is actually in principle a sound company. It's just a company which has taken on too much debt. And in that case, you want a law which keeps the company up and running and actively bringing in revenue. The law should allow the company to restructure debt and labor contracts. And ultimately, the company should be able to get a fresh start, of course, with liabilities which are written down to help the company keep on going. That's just one scenario. The alternative scenario is that the company simply cannot be salvaged or rescued, and then you want the law to wind up the company quickly and orderly. You want to be able to sell off the assets fairly quickly before they depreciate or run down or lose too much value. And then you want the entrepreneurs behind that company to have a chance as quickly as possible, perhaps to try again. So to sum up, you want your bankruptcy law to decide pretty quickly which of those two cases a company is in, can it make it or not, and then make the required further steps happen fairly promptly and with a fair amount of certainty. India hasn't quite achieved those processes. There's not a single simple law governing bankruptcy, but rather there's a complex set of laws and jurisdictions. There's a very good paper by Kang and Nayar, cited later, and they write, quote, "There is no single comprehensive and integrated policy on corporate bankruptcy in India." And they go through all the different policies in great detail, and they talk about how those policies create uncertainty and how they make bankruptcy far more complicated and complex than really it needs to be. Just to give some simple numbers, a bankruptcy process in India usually takes at least 3 years, and very commonly it can take up to 10 years before final decisions are rendered on a company. During this time period, it's estimated that, on average, about 50% of the value in the assets in those companies are lost. Because the law is so complex and uncertain, there's not a very strong incentive to maintain the value of assets in a company. This is also bad for the creditors, because the company, over time, becomes worth less and less. It's been estimated that the Indian system for creditors recovers only about 12% of the value of the debts which a company ought to pay to others. For purposes of comparison, the Chinese system recovers about 36% of the value of debts. Finally, if bankruptcy law is so long and painful and arduous and complicated and complex, this ties up the energies of a lot of a country's best entrepreneurs. You might think that failure means you're a bad entrepreneur, but that's not generally the case. If you look around Silicon Valley, it's pretty much actually expected that you've started some companies and failed, and it is hoped that you succeed with your second, third, or maybe even fourth chances. Yet if you have to fight the law and work with bankruptcy proceedings for many years, this hinders the ability of entrepreneurs to have a fresh start and to try again with some other plan. One very good source on bankruptcy law in India, which I've already mentioned, is the paper by Kang and Nayar called The Evolution of Corporate Bankruptcy Law in India. That's available online. In general, you can Google India bankruptcy law to a lot of useful sources. There's also a very interesting general paper. It doesn't really cover any of the particulars in this video, but it's a general look at just how important the law can be for developing nations, and that's Laporta, Lopez de Solanes, and Schleifer, The Economic Consequences of Legal Origins, and that too is free and online.